Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today is the gospel lesson which was just read, Mark chapter 9, verses 30 through 37. My dear friends in Christ, one of the most striking characteristics of the me generation is the importance which is placed upon individual preference and goals. And in the vocabulary of this time, the most important word is often me or I. What do I want? What do I need? What is the best for me? And yet, this emphasis upon individual worth or even individual importance is not just a current fad in human history, but rather it is something that has been part of humankind throughout almost all of history, from the day when Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden said, "What is the best for me?" And so wherever you look, you very often find people trying to outdo someone else to get to the top of the mountain, to be the top in his field or in his area, whether that is business or some other profession or education, or whether it is even in the church. For even there, very often the question that is the most often asked is, what is it in there, what is there in this for me? Rather than, what can I do to best serve or to help others? And so it is that the phrase, "I am the greatest," is not just a quote from a well-known sports figure who in recent times has discovered, probably to his chagrin, that it no longer applies to him either. Rather, within each and every one of us, there is a spirit that keeps saying, "We are the greatest. I am the greatest." And who indeed is the greatest? That is the question that we wish to address this morning. And it is this question which the Lord Jesus addressed with the object lesson which he used in the gospel lesson for today. For it says that as the disciples were coming with him to the city of Capernaum, they were arguing among themselves who was to be the greatest. And Jesus asked them the question, "What were you discussing along the way?" Now it might say something about the worth of such a question that the disciples were afraid to tell Jesus what they were talking about. And so his inquiry met with stony silence. They had no wish to divulge their private conversations to the Lord. But Jesus knew their thoughts, and so he spoke directly to them, and he presented them with a paradox. He said, if anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all. And to illustrate this fact, we have the tremendous use of an object lesson by our Lord. He took a child, and he placed the child in their midst. And taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me." The greatness of the kingdom of heaven is not then dependent upon what we do or what we achieve, but rather the greatness of the kingdom is seen in the meekness of a child, in the faith of a child, in the service of those individuals to that child. For Jesus, if you will, is reversing their argument. He's turning their direction around in an entirely different direction. And in the process, he is presenting to us the paradox of the gospel. For it is not what you do or who you are that is important. The question is not who indeed is the greatest as far as I am concerned. Rather, it is the question of whom do you serve? Who is it that is in control? Yourself or him who was the servant of all? Well, you see, the disciples weren't really listening to what Jesus had told them just before they got into their argument about who was the greatest. For he really gave them the answer. For we read in the verses immediately preceding our text that as they went on and passed through Galilee, he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man will be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days he will rise." But they did not understand the saying. and they were afraid to ask him. There was Jesus' revelation of the greatest gift, of him who is indeed the greatest, of the suffering servant of himself, who would suffer and die, be delivered into the hands of men, and be raised again. Or as he would say on another occasion, the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life as a ransom for many. And there is the answer to the question, who indeed is the greatest? For there is the greatest act of all time, in the selfless love and grace of God, in the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ, for the whole world. It is as Paul writes in our epistle lesson, which we also heard read before, far be it from me to glory or to boast, save in the cross of my Lord Jesus Christ. There is where our glory is. There is where greatness lies. And so may it be said also of us, who either hold or intend to someday hold the appellation of minister, one who serves, that we in our lives would not boast of anything we have or possess, but rather that we too would stand at the foot of the cross and boast of that, of the glory that is ours in Christ Jesus, as forgiven sinners, who have seen that he came not to be served, but to serve. And his greatness consisted in that he gave himself for us. Not unto us, not unto us, O Lord, but to thy name be the glory. In his name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus, unto life everlasting. Amen.